We bring on Blake Edens, who will be the color analyst tonight, as Jimmy Dykes is off probably doing an ESPN game somewhere. Blake, good afternoon.
Man, long time no chat. Good to hear from you guys. Been a little while.
It has been a little while.
And you are correct. Jimmy is doing something much more important and much more big time than calling the Arkansas-Southeastern Louisiana game. And I think he's going to be doing so for every RSN game this year. So, unfortunately, the people of the state of Arkansas are going to get a less professional view of what's going on in the game this year.
Well, it's no less professional, but we will say this. He's probably flying first class to his game, and you're riding in your car.
Yeah, I'm driving right now. I'm driving and talking. So if I get pulled over, y'all are going to get to hear the whole experience.
Real quick, since you are from Montgomery, Alabama, and your brother played football at Auburn, how big was that win against Alabama?
Well, it goes deeper than my brother just played. My dad was Shug Jordan's last captain and at Auburn and All-SEC defensive end, and family just really involved at Auburn. And I grew up in that town and on that campus pretty much because it's 35 minutes from our driveway in Montgomery. It was an amazing game to watch. I mean, even if you have no ties in the game to sit back and watch, I heard Vern Lundquist yesterday say that it was the greatest sporting event that he's ever personally witnessed.
Wow. And that includes Tiger at the Masters.
Includes Tiger at the Masters. He basically admitted that it edged out Jack Nicklaus winning at 46 at the Masters. It edged out a few other things he's called. And it was just a special game if you just enjoy sports. And then it was fun to watch. That being said, it was the first Iron Bowl that I've missed that's been played at Auburn since I was born, with the exception of the two times it was played when I was in college.
And no wonder they won the game.
Yeah, man, I got more texts from friends saying, thanks for not coming and jinxing us this time. We appreciate it. Good luck with basketball season. So I got a lot of that.
Well, it's basketball season, something they don't know about down at Auburn. Southeast Louisiana tonight. Arkansas comes back to the mainland after going 1-2 in Maui. Talk about the team as they try and get back on the winning ways after the loss to Gonzaga.
Frustrating loss to Gonzaga, but I think we saw some really good things out of Arkansas and Maui. I mean, I think Bobby Portis grew up quite a bit in Maui and got some more confidence in himself. I think Moses Kingsley proved to everyone, and possibly even Mike Anderson included, that he's a year ahead of schedule. I mean, I saw this kid play for the Arkansas Wings, Ron Crawford's wonderful organization. I saw him in a few practices earlier this year, and the guy that I saw on the court in Maui was much further along than where I thought he was. And for him to show that ability and to be able to play like that in a tournament like that against the competition he was able to do it against gives me hope for what he can do from this point forward. So if you add him into the mix with the Landis Harris from Central, there in Little Rock, who's already played great for Arkansas this year, Cody Clark, who's kind of figuring out his role on this team, a guy that as the season started, everyone, including myself, pegged that, hey, this team will go as far as Cody Clark takes them in a leadership role and in that kind of mid-post scoring role, and he can guard different people. But he's kind of found himself in between because of Bobby Portis' play and especially because of the Landis Harris play. But if you can throw that in with Moses Kingsley growing and playing better, Arkansas is just going to be a completely different team this year. When we struggle shooting the basketball, we have people down low stabilize the game, that can stabilize what you want to do on both ends of the court. We haven't had that in quite a while at Arkansas, and because of that, we're going to be in games that maybe last year and the year before and 4 or 5 years before that, we were out of immediately because we missed our first few shots.
And Blake, what do you see as, you know, last year they were really strong at home. I think Syracuse was their only loss. What is it going to take for them to win some games on the road this year?
He must be going through the tunnel.
I was going to say, Joe, he must be going through the tunnel. Maybe we can get him dialed back in.
I think Blake's really good on the air, on television. I enjoy listening to him.
He does a good job.
Who's doing the play-by-play, do you know?
Scott Inman tonight.
Oh, I like him, too. I'll be watching.
Yeah.
I heard they put it on TV for Matt because Matt was upset the last game wasn't on TV.
Yeah, the word was out.
They scrambled.
The SMU game wasn't on TV. You couldn't see it.
The first game was Maui. first game that I was able to watch.
Right, against Cal.
Right.
They didn't have Louisiana on TV. They didn't have SMU on TV.
And SMU coach Larry Brown, McDonald's All-American, you would think that game would be on TV.
All right, let's see if we've got him back. Were you going through the tunnel?
I'm back. I'm sure that was Wally. Did Wally hang up on me? Is that what happened?
Busted.
I think so. Blake, I was going to ask you, last year they were really good at home and couldn't win on the road. What's it going to take this year for this team to kind of change that a little bit? And do you think they can go 500 on the road this year, or how many wins do you see this team having on the road?
You know, I'm not sure, Matt, and I think that's going to be the key piece to seeing if this team has any growth. I mean, we know they're going to play well at home, always have, always will under Mike Anderson. It's can you go play on the road and win basketball games? What I talked about earlier with the new big guys and some other guys emerging, being able to stabilize some of our efforts under the basket and in defensive situations, it gives you a better chance on the road. But to win on the road, you got to have that consistent point guard play that leads the team, that calms everybody down, that keeps everybody in between the ditches during the tough times. Right now, we aren't really seeing that with Arkansas. Ky Madden, I thought, had some really, really great moments in Maui and is the guy that we all think he can be. But he's got to be able to do that consistently. If he plays consistently, if Fred Gulley can bring what he brings to the table night in and night out, Arkansas is going to have a chance to go on the road and not just win one or two games, but win more than that and have a chance to do something. The SEC is down again this year, so you're almost forced to go win, four or five games on the road in the league, or your strength of schedule and your RPI is going to get slaughtered.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't see more than three SEC teams. I think last year there was three because Ole Miss won the SEC tournament, but that's about the limit that I see making the tournament in the SEC. So you have to win some road games this year.
Well, the SEC is going to be interesting. I think Arkansas has a chance to be one of those teams that can make a push if we can find consistent guard play from the point guard spot. Has a chance to be one of those teams. I think LSU is going to really surprise some people this year. They've done a good job bringing people in. I think Johnny O'Brien's finally comfortable in his own skin there at LSU, and they're just doing what they need to do. And LSU is always going to be a sleeping giant to me in every sport. Dale Brown proved that when he got in there. It didn't hurt that he ended up with guys like Chris Jackson and Shaquille O'Neal. But I mean, John Brady won there. So, I mean, that's a joke. I like John Brady. I'm kidding. You know, LSU is one of those places that they have athletes around. When they were successful, when John Brady was there, their best players went to University High School in Baton Rouge. You can see the Maravich Assembly Center from the front door at University High School in Baton Rouge.
During John Brady's run, though, there was a very successful AAU team in Baton Rouge that was feeding his program. I don't mean illegal or anything, but those kids – The coach of them had played at LSU, and his son played at LSU, and they were constantly each year getting new players. And I'm not sure that team's around anymore.
So, I'm not sure if it's around anymore either, but, I mean, you can rattle off the players that were significant contributors to LSU that were the difference makers, whether it was Torrace Bright, Glenn Big Baby Davis, Collis Temple III,
Blake Edmonds,
the other Temple kid. Obviously, you're talking about his father that's there in Baton Rouge. He was the first African-American
right.
to play basketball at LSU, just a wildly popular guy in that area.
Hey, wait a second. Wait a second. You left out Tom Eads.
Yes. So, but LSU is doing a good – but Arkansas has to be mentioned in that group of the folks on the outside that have a chance to make a push down the stretch, but has to win these games before conference season starts, because if you don't win these games, you're not going to make up any points for your RPI or strength of schedule, except against a Kentucky and LSU, people like that.
A Florida, which they play Florida-Kentucky back-to-back after opening with A&M and SEC play.
Was Stromile Swift an LSU guy?
No, Alabama.
Brandon Bass was an LSU guy.
Brandon Bass
right?
was.
Yeah. Right. Stromile's a Shreveport guy, which – is interesting. He's a taller version of Michael Qualls. There's also a Shreveport guy. There's so many guys from that area that come out with that kind of skill set. But another team to watch for is going to be Missouri. Jordan Clarkson, their point guard that transferred in from Tulsa, to me is one of the top point guards in the country that a lot of people just aren't talking about. And once they get going and get on a roll and you get to watch him play, you're going to see exactly what that is. And they've been able to survive off transfers in a big way at Missouri. I'm going to be interested when they have to go out and recruit and get freshmen and build the program that way, and they aren't the recipient of all these great transfers. Can they survive as a profitable program?
All right, Blake. Right now, where does Arkansas finish in your mind? You've seen them play some of the bigger teams over in Maui. Where does Arkansas finish this year in the SEC?
I think Arkansas can finish anywhere, and I mean this. It's going to be anywhere from third to seventh. I mean, and it's going to be one of those years where when there's four games left in the SEC schedule, that you're going to look at about six or seven teams, and any one of them could finish anywhere from third to seventh. And I think Arkansas is one of those teams. And it's going to depend on consistent point guard play down the stretch and the growth of Bobby Portis and Alandis Harris and Courtney, or I'm losing my mind.
Moses Kingsley.
Finding his way.
Yeah, Moses Kingsley.
Yes.
And the new shooter, Anthon Bell.
Anthon Bell's playing a big role. And I like seeing these Memphis kids come in and do well. It's been interesting that the big-time Memphis kids that have come and gone to Memphis, I think we've all seen them fade and struggle. But the ones that have gone somewhere else, Arkansas in particular, have grown and done better and have better careers.
Blake, good luck tonight, and thanks for your time, man.
Enjoy it, guys. Y'all take care.